Hi, everyone. These are today's Ag Headlines from the Northern Ag Network. I'm Brett McCray. In February, the Montana Environmental Information Center filed a sweeping rulemaking petition with the Montana Public Service Commission concerning greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. The petition directs the PSC to implement a carbon tax on utility customers by factoring the, quote, federal social cost of greenhouse gases into rates for electric and natural gas service. The Montana Farm Bureau has written comments strongly opposed to the proposal, explaining its membership opposes carbon taxes on all agricultural inputs, including energy. Montana Farm Bureau says rates for reliable electricity will skyrocket under a PSC carbon tax. It says Montanans would pay an extra $2 billion a year under this proposal.
Okay, let me get beyond the weather with you for a second. No matter how good your ranch is, at some point you're going to have a hole in the fence. You can't ignore that hole. It's not going away until you stop and work on it. Well, our minds are a little bit like that fence. If your mind isn't right, then your business, your family, nothing is right. Sometimes the hardest job is just to reach out and talk to someone. But we're used to the hard work, so let's get started. Go to beyondtheweather.com.
Farmers are installing Augmenta field analyzers and all kinds of sprayers and spreaders to cut labor costs, optimize fertilizer placement, and reduce chemical and water use. Augmenta improves your profit by smart applying inputs as you go in real-time adjustments based on a camera, so you don't need a prescription for every field. Reduce inputs, increase yields, and Augmenta will reduce human error and improve safety. See your local Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
Brett McCray here with more Ag Headlines from the Northern Ag Network. The BLM in Wyoming is extending the public scoping period for the Jackalope Wind Energy Project in Sweetwater County. Jackalope Wind LLC proposes to build 213 wind turbine generators on more than 293,000 acres of public and private land. The 15-day extension will provide time for additional public input on the project. The public scoping period now closes on May 2nd. Construction on two critical irrigation tunnels in southeastern Wyoming could begin as soon as this fall. In 2019, the collapse of tunnel number 2 in the Goshen Irrigation District washed out the supply canal south of Fort Laramie and ended water delivery to irrigators for 44 days. UNL Extension educator Gary Stone says that pending all agencies' approval, the replacement or construction of new tunnels may occur in the fall of 2024. Those are your headlines from the Northern Ag Network. I'm Brett McCray.